Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. And from collegiate to professional sports, the calendar is in full swing, and there's no better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And celebrating this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of the weekend's pro football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN when you sign up to get your 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, in quarter number one, we had to go over the big news of the replacement of first-year coordinator Kirk Ciarca with Mike Yurcich. But there's a whole lot of other news and notes we got to get to in the Penn State football world. Let's start with the other big news of the week, which is star wide receiver Jahan Dotson has announced that he would return for next season. I think that news surprised a few people, and just how important is that for Penn State's offense?
When it happened, I called it the biggest news of the offseason, and there's been so much news this offseason. It felt like an actual statement for me, but, you know, it got overshadowed for sure, and rightfully so. I mean, the hire of Mike Yurcich was such a stunner and, you know, does so much and gets the wheels turning. But Jahan Dotson coming back from a personnel standpoint was the most important news that Penn State could get this offseason. I think they liked what they had offensively, but I felt like they really needed Jahan Dotson in 2021. If this offense were to take the next step, if they were to kind of keep building on the progress that they showed on the back half of last season, Jahan Dotson emerged as a true and viable star, a number one wide receiver through and through. We didn't really know if that transition was going to happen as well as it did. But for him, I mean, he showed the ability, you know, look at that Ohio State game going one-on-one against Sean Wade, the ability to go up and get the ball and high point it and beat a cornerback to it when he's the same size as a cornerback. You know, I thought that was important. And then Illinois, you know, he showed a whole different gear when it comes to catching that short pass and taking it the distance, the ability to get up to speed as quickly as he did. He showed the full arsenal of skills, and who cares if he's built the way that he's built, 5'11", 180 pounds. That was surely a factor that he ran up the flagpole when he was exploring the NFL. I don't know that he was a lock for anywhere in the first couple rounds because wide receiver is typically a pretty loaded position. And physically, you know, I don't know that he really measured up against some of the other guys at that spot. So that's Penn State's win. You know, I think for him to come back and him to be that duo with Parker Washington is a huge thing for 2021, for the flow and the continuity of the Penn State program. You know, there are some really, really good weapons looking at those spots, the tight ends and the running backs. Huge news for Penn State in 2021.
It really is. And Dustin, a year ago, it was KJ Hamler who had to make the decision and decided to move on to the NFL. And the issue with that is you're not just losing your number one receiver. Everybody has to move up a slot. A lot of people at the time thought Jahan Dotson, hey, he's good as a number two, but how would he be as the number one? Then you ended up with true freshman becoming the number two option and the number three option. So when your number one guy like Jahan Dotson makes the decision to come back, it means you're better at number one, but it also means you're better at number two and three and four number options at wide receiver, right?
Yeah, and that was a huge question mark coming into this year, is that everybody was going to have to do something that they had never done before. And so now you look ahead to 2021, and you've got your top two weapons on the outside. being asked to build on the same roles that they played this year. And Parker Washington, you couldn't be sure about him either, but man, he looks like a young star in the making too. So what this does also is buy a little bit of time for Taylor Stubblefield and James Franklin to figure out what else they have at that position and not have to throw somebody into the fire who's never been there before, who hasn't shown, like, you know, on the field that they're able to handle that. It's big all up and down the line. You got your number one and number two back, and now you have a really good competition for number three, as opposed to having your Daniel Georges and your TJ Joneses and those guys competing for, you know, a bigger role in the offense. You have those guys, everybody's slotted in, I think, where they belong next year.
Dustin, this announcement was made, I believe, a day prior to the offensive coordinator announcement. Would Jahan Dotson had to have known about that change, wouldn't he?
I think he would have probably been led on. I mean, his life and his career kind of hang in the balance. I think if there's any discussion of making a change behind the scenes, that he would have consulted with the coaching staff. And James Franklin, to his credit, in a lot of these situations, he is murky in the media because there's not much for him to gain to share inside information, obviously, to the public. But behind the scenes, I do feel like he manages the program with a certain amount of honesty and integrity. And if a kid's career depends on what's going to happen in 2021, he would have shared with Jahan Dotson everything he knew at that point. I don't know how quickly the Yurcich thing came together, but clearly it was not an overnight thing.
And I would also think if you're Jahan Dotson, and I've often said over the last couple of weeks as we talked about these players making a decision to move on or not, at this point, it's a business decision that the player has to make. What is best for him? And if Jahan Dotson did his homework on Mike Yurcich, as a wide receiver, it's probably a good business decision for him to play for a season under Mike Yurcich, right, based on how Yurcich uses his wide receivers.
Oh, yeah, there's going to be an opportunity for Jahan Dotson to put up some video game numbers in 2021. Like he did it in 9 games this year, 8 receiving touchdowns. He had a monster year. He's shown that he's able to make the big play in a variety of ways, and I think that's only going to grow under Mike Yurcich. And then I think the other thing is, from a physical standpoint, he probably can still stand to get a little bit quicker, a little bit faster, you know, down the field, a little bit stronger, put on a little bit of weight, start to answer some of those questions from a physical standpoint of being that undersized guy. I think from you know, looking at where he could play at the next level, I got to think that he is a slot receiver at the next level and can probably still showcase some of those NFL skills at that spot a little bit better at Penn State. I think there was still some room to improve his draft stock. And I think coming back was just the best thing for everybody in this situation.
All right. There was some other news, of course, transfer portal news, defensive tackle Judge Culpepper. He's made his decision in the portal, and he is going to be transferring to Toledo. Not a Power 5 program. Is it fair of me to make the judgment that, all right, he's not going to another Power 5 program, that he probably was just bypassed by other people at Penn State?
That looked to be in the early stages of playing out. This was a guy, and we've had this discussion a lot before on this show, where, you know, there comes a time whether your role either needs to grow or you're going to be in the early stages of being played out of the lineup, out of the depth chart. Judge Culpepper, I think, was in that spot in 2020, where he had a chance to have his role grow. It did not happen for him. And meanwhile, Hakeem Beamon looked like the next in line. Devon Ellis, they like him a lot. You've got some other young tackles coming along. I think Judge Culpepper reached a point where there was no more room to grow into a role at Penn State. He looked to be kind of typecast as maybe like the fifth or sixth in that tackle rotation for the remainder of his career. I still think he's got some good football in him, and I think this is a good move to kind of take a step back and go down to Toledo and probably, you know, I assume pretty quickly get a prominent role in that rotation. And then if you can play, you can play. You know, I think from a, you know, maybe trying to play at the next level viewpoint, you know, there aren't really any secrets anymore. So if you get the job done and you showcase what you can do at Toledo, you still have opportunities to keep playing football beyond college. I think this, again, a pretty good move in both player, in both the player's point of view and the program's point of view. His role was not growing. Give him a chance to get out there and find a place where it can. I think Toledo, you know, I think Toledo's that spot.
And you alluded to the fact that they'll find you if you've got the talent. If he's at Toledo when he excels, this could end up still being an NFL career for him. But we also have to allow for the fact that maybe some of these players, the ultimate goal may not be the NFL, but they just want to play football and they want to get the chance. And to go through the rigors of spring practice and everything in the fall to not play, that's very discouraging. So if that means going to Toledo to get on the field, hard to blame a guy for doing that. There was some other portal news this past week, Dustin, and that was that offensive guard C.J. Thorpe has decided to enter the portal, but as a defensive player, as a defensive tackle. He's another guy who saw his playing time reduced with the advancement of Caden Wallace, and they moved Will Fries inside the guard a bit. What was your take on that announcement?
Surprised, I guess, but you know, CJ Thorpe is a kid who has marched to his own drum, you know, this entire time. And I think the older he gets and the more he matures, the more, you know, unique of a kid he is. And he got a little taste of defensive tackle. He thinks that that's the best thing for his skill set. Maybe that's the thing that makes him enjoy football a little bit more. Maybe, you know, just being able to unleash himself. One of the themes of his career at Penn State was the ability to show restraint. He was the guy who got other players agitated. And I think he can still be an agitator, but maybe do it in a way that he feels a little bit more free to create some chaos as opposed to on the offensive line trying to prevent chaos. So I hope the best for him. You know, two years left to try to make that transition. He's got a little taste of it in practice and in games. We'll see what he can do. You know, I think he's a really physical, tough, aggressive player. And maybe he's right that a defensive tackle spot will help him bring that out. So we'll keep an eye on the situation where he ends up, what school is able and willing to give him a chance to make that transition under their watch.
All right, real quick, the other news is Jim Harbaugh at Michigan has signed an extension. It's led to the running debate. Who makes out better in this situation, Michigan or their opponents?
Right now, I think advantage opponents in this situation. Hasn't shown he can win at a high level there. We'll see if this next contract allows him to do that.
That is it for quarter number two. In quarter number three, we're going to talk about what effect this new offensive coordinator will have on Penn State's offense. Stay with us. DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with MetLife Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hearty souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.